is Davin's Den.
Alrighty, last portion of the show, hanging out with Pip and your pal Davin. Been a fun show, a lot of political stuff. I am looking forward to getting away from some of the political stuff. We'll see if that happens or not.
We'll see. Praise Jesus, little baby Jesus.
Well, this story is getting away from political stuff. A guy in Montana thought it'd be a great idea to wear a Ku Klux Klan outfit for Halloween. And apparently so did the people at the bar who voted for him as having the best costume.
This happened
in Glasgow, Montana, Saturday, where witnesses say this guy was bar hopping around town and stopped at a joint called Sam and Jeff's. Patrons there loved his homage to hatred and awarded him the grand prize for the bar's costume contest. Lots of people took photos of him, naturally, and it stirred outrage in the community. Many people are calling out Sam and Jeff's and another bar, Dinks. Okay. Which allowed him to wear the KKK getup, Dinks. Of course they did. The backlash had an impact. The man under the hood has identified himself as Luke Morehouse, and he apologized on Facebook, as did the owner of Sam and Jeff's. I would not identify myself, so good for this guy, I guess. The bar owner, Sam Nodal, says he's deeply sorry for the distasteful and offensive actions that went down at his place of business. He adds that although Halloween's full of offensive costumes, this one crossed the line and should not have infiltrated the bar on their watch. As for the contest, Nodal explains that the bar flies were the ones who deemed him the winner, and that in no way reflects the views of himself or his partners, just his clientele. Way to pass the buck, Pally. Hey, don't blame me, just the people who keep me in business. We cater to a despicable lot. Deplorable, you might say. Those are our people. Make sure you stop by Sam and Jeff's and have a round on us.
And hang out with the Dinks at Dinks.
Hang out, because it's KKK all the way.
We're going to have a costume contest.
There you go. Morehouse also apologized, albeit somewhat in an ass-backward way. He admits his costume was offensive and disgusting and didn't think of the repercussions. While saying sorry to those he offended, he also says in the same breath, what started as an innocent costume escalated and there are no excuses for it, and I cannot take that back. I do not recall ever seeing anybody in a KKK costume.
I have never seen this. I mean, I've seen some sick-ass costumes in my day, but I have never seen I've never seen Hitler in person, and I've never seen a Klan costume.
That's a pretty easy costume to make.
Yeah, well, it's your classic ghost with a pleat.
A ghost with a pleat. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know what, though? At some point, you got to realize KKK costume, never good idea.
You'd think that there's got to be a little bit more to the decision process before you go out in public. Just you normally dress yourself, right? And you think about what you're going to wear.
When do they get a load of me? Where's my noose? I'm going to be authentic like.
Oh my God! You know, well, and I do feel bad for the guy who owns the bar. Presumably, he wasn't there, and the people that work for him were just like, "Hey, we're gonna have a party." Do we tell this guy to go? But he seems to be popular, and they're buying rounds. Well, we're getting money, and they're tipping pretty good. Yeah, let go.
Listen, the KKK is known for being notoriously good tippers. They really are.
Are they?
Sure. Sure. And they're very gracious. They'll invite you to their cross burning. They'll even do it on your front yard. They're very, very good people, the KKK.
As long as there's sticks and wieners, I'm there.
Yeah. Very fine people on both sides of the burning cross.
Just terrible.
I don't know if people should be outraged. People should be outraged that he won. That people should be outraged by the people at the bar. I don't know if you need to be outraged at the guy or just pity the guy and go, really? Really, dude?
Yeah, you're a dope. You're just a real dope.
But he's like, guys, I don't understand. Underneath this hood is blackface and I didn't want to offend. just get along? trying to be culturally sensitive.
Sorry?
Trying to be culturally sensitive.
Yeah, that's really what he was doing. Like, you're a comic. I stand next to two comics. And, you know that a lot of people...
I don't want to get any of that comic on me. Yuck.
But, you know, listen, there are comedians that are really on the edge and say some outrageous stuff. I mean, I've been watching a lot of Dave Chappelle videos on Netflix, and, you know, he says some pretty out there stuff, things that, you know, a lot of people would be offended by. And so I think that there's something about some people think Halloween isn't their opportunity to go out and be edgy. They're not necessarily trying to hurt people. They just think, what's the most outrageous, attention-getting thing that I could do? And I think that there was possibly some alcohol reasoning behind some of this as well, you know? But I just don't get the feeling from the guy being interviewed that he thought it through, how despicable what he was wearing was. I think he was just thinking, you know, what's going to get me the most attention?
Well, I mean, you know, he actually turned out lucky. I mean, if his buddy, the black guy with the noose around his neck, would have, like, joined him like he was supposed to, he got a tummy ache last minute, so they couldn't go together. So he's like, all right, I'll just go out by myself. But, yeah, I mean, you know, could be really, what, no?
Oh, my God!
Just saying outrageous things!
Oh, God. Well, I mean, that's your stock and trade, man. That's what you were supposed to do.
That and blackface. It's what I'm known for. It's the blackface comic. Deedle dee, deedle do. What, no? No?
No. You know, I think that, you know, it's sort of like when people show up at costume parties and they're dressed as a nun, but they're pregnant. You know, or there was a guy at a costume party that I went to many years ago, and he was Condom Man, and he was a giant condom, and he had condoms coming off of every part of him. And I saw this guy went off and got laid with this costume, so I'm like, he really thought through his decision, and it worked for him.
He used his head. But
what's that?
He used his head.
Yes, he did.
That costume took balls.
No, just the... No. That wasn't included.
No.
But the thing is that there's people that are going on Halloween to look for the most outrageous thing they can think of. You know, I mean, people dress as the devil, and that's offensive to
people. To who? Who's that offensive
to? I don't think that he's the worst human being in the world. I think he just really didn't think through the ramifications of what he had on.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that is in the past or something that is under control. It's a real, honest, still happening threat.
Yeah, no, it's not something in the past that's like fun like Nazis. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Which is also not under control and a thing of the past.
Well, no, it might be. I think next year he should go as a Nazi. What? What? Goebbels is dead. What? No?
What?
Too soon?
What?
What's the problem?
I'm Ava. What?
Exactly. Where's my suicide pill?
My Ava Braun actually brought down the house.
See what you did? All right. So we don't think this guy's despicable. We just think he's stupid.
Well, I think he's stupid. And I think that there was a bunch of stupid, drunk people applauding him because, I don't know, maybe the rest of the costume sucked ass.
That's what I'm guessing. A third grade imagine being the one who lost the KKK outfit. Oh, man, second place. Aw, I lost to the Klansmen. This sucks.
I've been sewing this dinosaur costume for a month, and this fucker shows up in a sheet and wins? Damn it. I'm going to go to his house and burn a cross on his front lawn. That's how pissed I am.
That's what you should do. I've often said burning crosses make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
A third-grade pupil in Mississippi. Mississippi sounds delicious. That's
it. Does
that? Why is that not like? Why is that not a product? How is that not like? How is that like not like a mascot for some soup company, Mrs. Soupy?
Because nobody knows how to spell it.
Yeah, but that'd be great. You just like see like just like bowling out some soup. It's Mrs. Soupy.
Mrs. Soupy.
You could be Mrs. Soupy.
I would like to be Mrs. Soupy. Listen, if the commercial went national, that's some buku bucks.
Yeah,
I'd be Mrs. Soupy.
I support you for Mrs. Soupy, although I will have to interview other people. I'll have to be diverse, you know, and interview
what?
I'll have to interview some diversity, some minorities.
Look, I'm Mrs. Soupy, motherfucker. I win.
Well, actually, it's something I just created, so you're not Mrs. Soupy yet.
But we'll talk about this later.
I don't even know if you can make soup, so you got to slow down.
I fucking love soup.
No, I didn't say I didn't say I don't know if you can eat soup. I said I don't know if you can make soup.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
I'd kind of like my Mrs. Soupy to be able to make a nice broth.
I have never once made a soup because I don't know how.
That's why you can't be Mrs. Soupy. You know who I get to be Mrs. Soupy? Aunt Jemima. She's out of work. See?
Yeah.
I'm hiring minorities. Like, that's what I'm doing.
That's your affirmative action hire?
Yeah.
Look, I like it. I like it that it's equal time. I think that, you know, you are trying to diversify in your company. I like it.
I'm a hero.
Although I'm going to be very upset not to wear the little Mrs. Soupy dress because I've been working on that for a month.
Or 5 minutes. Anyway, a third-grade pupil in Mississippi was robbed of her First Amendment rights. Robbed! When her school forced her to take off a mask, and she had a mustache underneath. No, and that said, Jesus loves me, a new lawsuit claims. Lydia Booth, 9, was ordered by her principal to remove the mask October 13th at Simpson Central Elementary School in Panola, claiming that it went against district policy, news station WBLT reported. WBLT, news and sandwiches. The school later The school later issued a statement banning any mask that displays political, religious, sexual, or any inappropriate symbols, gestures, or statements that may be offensive, disruptive, or deemed distractive to the school environment. The Alliance Defending Freedom filed a federal lawsuit Monday on her family's behalf, claiming the district violated her free speech. Public schools have a duty to respect the free expression of students that the First Amendment guarantees them, ADF attorney Michael Ross said. Other students within the school district have freely worn masks with logos of local sports teams or even the words Black Lives Matter. This student deserves an equal opportunity to peacefully express her beliefs. Tyson Langhofer, who is a senior counsel at the ADF, added that the school's actions upset the third grader, news station WBRC reported. She's told her parents she wants to be a missionary, and that's why she wants to wear this mask. It made her really sad when she was forced to remove this mask, because the message means something to her, and it's her choice to wear it. An attorney for the Simpson County School Board said the district hasn't been served in the lawsuit, but doesn't comment on potential litigation. So we did a poll. 66%, 66.7% said, yes, take off the mask. No, Jesus loves me mask. 33.3% said, no, keep the mask on. This was Joe's blog, and Joe thought that she should be allowed to wear the mask. All right, right off the top, we've done this enough times. Students do not have freedom of speech in school. The school can limit the shit you say. The third graders do not have freedom of speech. I'm sorry. I didn't make the rules, but that's how the courts are ruled. So right off the bat. So my first reaction is, well, of course she should be allowed to wear the mask. Because it says Jesus loves me. It doesn't say Jesus loves you. Who, you know, she's not trying to convert anybody with this mask. It's like, you know, when I was growing up, kids wore crosses. You know, you're displaying your faith. How is that offensive? So that was my first take on it. But then I got to thinking more, it's not offensive. However, it can be distracting. How can it be distracting? Well, these are third graders. Third graders have questions. Why does Jesus love you? Well, Jesus loves, you know, a kid asking, why does Jesus love you? Well, Jesus loves me because I pray to him and I go to church. Oh, We don't go to church. Does that mean Jesus doesn't love me? Well, if you don't go to church, Jesus doesn't love you. So even though it's not trying to convert anybody, I can see how it can be distracting, especially at that age, because kids have questions, and this little girl might not do anything wrong. Now, Jesus loves me, Max. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. But if kids are going to ask about it, it might lead to some questions and conversations a parent doesn't want to deal with in the third grade. So I actually flip-flopped on that and said, you know what, don't wear the mask. It's just going to cause problems. And you could say don't wear the Black Lives Matter mask too, I guess. Although I don't know who's asking about that. But
I don't know if I agree with you on that.
Well, you're wrong. I'm with the majority.
Yeah. I think that she shouldn't be wearing it in school if they have a policy against wearing things that say religious things, political things, whatever it is that they have the policy on. They have to administer that across the board. Now, and I mean, like they said that there was a, you know, somebody wore one for a local number, whatever. I mean, that seems innocuous enough, but if that local was on strike, for example, and that was contentious in the town because, you know, there's a strike line, are there scabs crossing it, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that could be an incendiary mess certain situation.
You know what you do? Wear a plain mask.
Yeah.
A color, a pattern, the school. Well, the school is selling masks. You know, the elementary school Wildcats or whatever the fuck they are. I know. All right, go on.
Or, you know, tie-dye or whatever. But, well, asking questions.
Hippie with your tie-dye mask and you're trying to convert people to the drug culture. I see what you're doing over there.
No. I mean, you know, there's no ban against wearing crosses or Stars of David or whatever in school. Not that I know of. If the kid wants to wear it, that's fine. But then again, now are you going to get into the semantics? Oh, now this kid showed up with the Jesus loves you and there was a debacle and, you know, the Muslim family is upset about it. I'm a strong advocate, especially as an atheist. I'm a strong advocate for separation of church and state. Now, I know that the school is not the state, but I think that if the school has a policy, nothing on your mask that's going to get people riled up. Well, religion gets people riled
up. So you agree with me?
No, I agree. I agree that she should not be able to wear it.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said I started with she should be able to wear it because she's not saying Jesus loves you, which is like a test you can convert. But I said if you put it under the distraction thing, I could see why. But then they shouldn't list all this stuff. They should go, listen, you can wear a pattern, you can wear a color, you can wear the school. That's it. That's what you can. Yeah, you can't wear a superhero. You can't. I mean, I know these are kids and they want to have fun with it, but just go listen. We don't want unnecessary conversations. We're just trying to get through this shit.
Right.
We know you can wear your cross and your Jewish star, but this is right across your mouth. We don't want headaches. We're not trying to have fights. We're just trying to survive a pandemic.
We're just literally trying to survive here.
Yeah.
Could you possibly, like, we're in a crazy time, a crazy world. People are, like, nuts. Can we just all just tone down?
Yeah, see, I think when you look at it like that, it's not censorship. It's just, like, we just want to get through the fucking school year.
Because, you know, can you imagine it's like they're wearing a picture of, like, the boy band of the day, and it's like, oh, my God, now everybody's going to be talking about that shit. Oh, my God, stop. I mean, what I disagreed with was the point that, you know, it might bring up conversation in the sense that, you know, some some conversations are not in school or not about the lesson plan for the day, but they're still educational. And, I mean, I remember particularly, like, around Christmas time, fourth grade, Mrs. Ehrenfeld had a menorah on the radiator, and I was like, what's that? Why is that here? And so she explained to me what a menorah was, and that had to do with the Jewish faith. Now, I had Jewish friends, but I had never seen a menorah in their homes, so I didn't know what it was. And it was like, oh, that was a good thing to learn, you know? And it didn't take away from the day. It just, I learned something.
But that was,
that were sitting there.
That was a teacher. That was not, that was not a kid explaining it to another kid.
Right, right. That kind of distraction. I trust me. There's plenty of that.
So no more. No Black Lives Matter. No Jesus Loves Me. No. No. You know, New York Yankees. It can be blue. It can be green. It can be. It can be plaid. It can be tie dye. It can have stripes. It can have all sorts of things. We just want the shit plain. It can be a pretty mask. It can be an ugly mask. But it can't have words on it unless it's for our school. If it's the school mask or the town, you know, whatever town you're from, we're supportive of that. Everything else, we're just going to avoid it. We're not trying to censor you. We just want to get through the fucking school year.
And you can't pick blue or red unless you're a blood or a crip. Yeah. And for God's sake, don't wear gold unless you're a Latin king.
Oh, okay, thank you, gang, crime lord.
Just don't.
So yeah, so I turned my opinion around, and you agree with the majority. We both agree with the majority, and Joe, as usual, is wrong. Now I don't know how he would, I don't know what he would have said if we presented the points we did. I have no idea. But
I don't know.
But Joe felt it was censorship, and you should be able to wear a mask.
Yes.
All right. A disabled Israeli man has won a wrongful birth lawsuit against the state and a health maintenance organization. He'll be paid $2.7 million in damages, according to a report. A court ruled that doctors were negligent during the pregnancy of the 27-year-old's mother by failing to detect emerging congenital birth defects during the routine tests, the Times of Israel reported. The suit was filed by the brother and legal guardian of the man, who has cerebral palsy and severe intellectual disabilities, according to the outlet. He also was diagnosed with schizophrenia after his mother died in 2011. You have more, you say? Yes, schizophrenia. Throw that on there. He hasn't suffered enough.
Could the guy develop a drinking problem, too? Jesus.
I heard he has a Jesus Loves Me mask. Anyway, doctors at the state-run Galilee Medical Center and Clalit HMO also failed to inform the 43-year-old mother, who also suffered from schizophrenia, of the option of aborting the fetus, according to the suit. The woman, whose pregnancy was unplanned, had previously given birth to 5 children, 2 of them who died in childhood, 1 in a drowning at age 6, and 1 by sudden infant death syndrome. Her husband died in 2017. According to the suit, the HMO failed to properly monitor the fetus and perform genetic testing, while the hospital was negligent in sending the woman home when she sought to terminate the pregnancy. In 2012, the Supreme Court distinguished between wrongful birth lawsuits, when parents sue the authorities, and wrongful life cases, when children are their guardian sue. The disabled man's case was accepted as wrongful birth claim, though his parents are no longer because his parents are no longer living. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
It does seem like there was a lot of negligence there.
It does. It just seems like the mother was not given all the information that she needed. And, you know, I'm just thinking that every self-righteous, angry teen has said, well, I didn't have to be born. Well, this guy has a point.
Yeah, but your mom's got a great pussy. What? No? That's not...
What? What? Well, I mean, she might, because she was pretty busy.
Wait, isn't that how that conversation goes? I didn't ask to be born. Yeah, but your mom really fucking takes it good. I mean, she can. Your mom can suck a mean dick, and I had to come somewhere. See, that's how you end a conversation with teens. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. So often we hear how we have to coddle the kids and talk to the kids. I'm all for talking to the kids. I'm just giving them the straight truth. I'm not going to lie to you. Well, no, listen. I don't like condoms. I didn't know you were going to be born, but I really want to come inside mom.
Oh, my God. But your mom has a mean pussy.
But your mom has a mean pussy. What? I'll tell you one thing. You will never hear that from your teen again. Your teen will not stick around for that conversation. And then I'm the parent of the year. I am everybody's parent of the year because I have solved that problem. Don't want to have uncomfortable conversation with your kids? Tell them how you fucked their other parent. Tell them how you gave your mom
God.
A glazed
donut. So many years of therapy.
Tell them how your mom loves the cock. Tell them you're not even sure it's your child. Tell them your mom their mom was a whore. There's a lot of options.
Oh my God!
Tell them Dad promised to pull out, and he's a lying son of a bitch. There are options.
Oh my God!
What? What? I'm helping.
No.
I'm helping.
Oh my God! No, I can't imagine like being able to pay for all the therapy for the kid anymore.
Forget about the therapy. Think about all the time you've saved yourself having to have uncomfortable conversations. Your kid's never going to want to bother you with their petty problems again.
You know what? That's really true. I mean, you know, it's like your mom wouldn't gargle my semen. Now we've stopped the conversation and we'll never have it again.
Listen, Junior, I wanted a blowjob, but your mom said no, my dick smelled. So I fucked her.
You can't smell down there.
Where you going?
You got a nose there?
You don't want the car keys? Okay.
Oh my God.
What?
God, you know what? It's amazing your daughter is as stable as she is.
Who said?
She knows better than to ask those questions of you, though.
Yeah, she barely talks. It's wonderful.
Welcome to the teen years.
Yeah.
No, you know what is just crazy is the fact that you could have a lawsuit against, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of lawsuits for medical malpractice and, you know, things that, you know, information that people weren't given so they didn't make the right choice. But the fact that you know, like, people will say mean things to you, like, oh, you should have been aborted. Here's a guy who's saying that about himself.
You know, when you bring the medical malpractice into it, and the negligence, it makes sense. This guy's had a horrible life. And you know what? If $2.7 million is going to help him with all his bills and make him a little bit, you know what? $2.7 million, you can buy a girl to suck a dick. You can do that with $2.7 million. Because I don't think this guy's getting a lot of women on his own. But you know what? Sure, you can buy a woman to take one for the team. A lot of women to take one for the team. Your life is a little bit better. And you know what? Maybe if these doctors are worried about these lawsuits, maybe they'll do a better job.
Well, you know what, a lot of doctors, like OBGYNs, a lot of times go out of business because of the malpractice, because, you know, every baby that comes out that's not perfect, they're like, oh, the doctor did something wrong. So the malpractice insurance has gone through the roof. So, okay. I mean, I wouldn't want to see people being able to file frivolous lawsuits or just file lawsuits about anything that happens that it's just nature. But this, I mean, he obviously has a case. I mean, this poor son of a bitch. Could you pile some more stuff on?
I mean, listen, obviously the burden of proof is on the plaintiff, I would think,
yeah,
in this matter. You have to prove that they were negligent, that they sent your mom away from the abortion and everything. I mean,
yeah.
It's just like, it's here, feel better money. That's what it is. It's feel better money.
Well, also, and he's going to need help. And, you know, insurance is not cheap. He might need help in the house. You know, he might need an aide. That's not cheap.
His brother is his guardian. So, you know, listen,
they need
money. I don't know what the state in Israel is as far as, you know, paying people with disabilities, what the insurance is. I don't know. But, you know, again, the first reaction is like, no, that's ridiculous. But then you go look at it and go, you know what? There was a lot of fuck-ups here. This person's having a hard life. You know what? If $2.7 million almost doesn't seem like enough.
It actually is. When you figure how much money somebody got for burning their crotch with McDonald's coffee, it's really not a lot of money. But it's also, you consider all of the health care that he's going to need throughout the whole span of his life. That's really not a lot of money.
No. So we don't have that here in the United States, but this was in Israel. But I thought it was interesting. I know the thing is, like, if you know your child could potentially be facing this many challenges, do you have the abortion? It seems like this woman wanted to have the abortion, and they sent her away. At least that's what the article said. And, you know, I'd like to think, no, I'm strong enough where I could give this child a fulfilled life, and, you know, it'd be worth it. I'd like to think that about myself, but I'm very honest with myself. I am not the right person for that. Now, obviously, if I don't know what's going to happen, it does happen, I'm going to try my best. But if I know I'm bringing somebody into the world with this many challenges, this many things going against them, it's not fair to anybody. I mean, you can argue both ways. Every life is precious. I get that. But it seems like this person's suffering.
Yeah. You know what? You do have to really consider quality of life. I am not, you know, there's some people that, you know, every life is perfect, but we all know that nature has provided the miscarriages. It's terrible, but there's something wrong, and this baby would not become, you know, a person, will not grow up.
Well, in nature, you know, in nature's defense, if you ladies would stop throwing yourselves downstairs, we wouldn't have all these miscarriages.
Look, tripping is natural.
You know, if you ladies would understand the first time we told you so, you wouldn't be so many miscarriages. So really,
Jesus, God, and we're worried about the guy wearing the Ku Klux Klan costume on Halloween.
I'm not worried at all. I'm fine with it. I don't even dress up, so I wouldn't win.
Oh my God!
Listen, I'm just saying, don't blame nature for your imperfections.
Yeah. I'm just saying, don't, you know, if it's what is the Jewish holiday that's kind of like Halloween?
Purim?
Purim. I blanked. You know, so don't wear the Hitler costume to Purim at the temple.
There you go.
Just don't.
You know what? I'm waiting to see the costume. I'm sure it's happened where the woman goes, where somebody goes as a pregnant woman, but it's like all bloody.
God, that's terrible. That's terrible.
If you have your party next year, since you didn't have it this year to celebrate your anniversary because of COVID, remind me of that.
Okay.
Because one of...
You're going to come as a pregnant woman that's...
One of us should.
alien breaking through you?
No. Like a miscarriage. The alien's been done. Like a miscarriage for... What?
You know what? You can do it. I'm not saying that people won't beat you, but you could do it.
Fucking libtards. No sense of humor.
Perhaps.
I bet I'd win a costume of the party.
Well, you know what? Well, that remains to be seen.
What, that's not funny? That's funny. It's a little gore. It's a little whimsy because I'm cross-dressing. It's a lot there.
No. No.
What am I appropriating the miscarriage culture? Is that what's going on?
No, it's just that you would offend so many women that you would have no idea that you'd be offending.
But hold on, Pip. I'm not trying to get laid by them. Now's the time. Now is the time. I mean, if I'm a single guy and you go, "Listen, you offend so many women, I don't think it's a good idea." I go, "All right, you got a fucking point there. The guys would love it, but yeah, the girls wouldn't like it."
I'm just saying, you can come dressed as that, but you're going to have to watch what you eat at the buffet.
I'm not having the chicken salad, I'll tell you that.
Can you imagine if I had chicken salad at a party?
Yeah.
Joe would be like, oh, no fucking way.
I could see it happen. So you do not like miscarriage pregnant costume?
I think it's a bad idea, and I am not going to be like that bar. I'm going to say, yeah, no.
How about if I have a wire hanger hanging from my belt?
No.
You're not fun.
Absolutely not.
You're not fun.
No miscarriage costumes.
Why?
At a fun party.
Well, one's miscarriage, one's abortion. What? Yeah. So many of your friends are pro-choice. I'm fucking supporting their choice. What? What? I would think your libtard friends would love that. Oh, he's so forward-thinking. He came as the aborted girl costume.
You know what? You can wear that at the demonstration. Yay, not wear
Pip.
Party.
Pip, your fans are very talented of cross-dressing. I'm embracing that. Your friends are very talented of pro-choice. I'm embracing that. I don't know. Your friends are very very against body shaming. I'm embracing that. I'm going fucking being really fat. I am hitting every fucking liberal talking point right there.
Wait a minute. You're going as fat? Why?
Well, I'm pregnant.
Wait, yeah, but that's not fat.
It's not thin.
Baby.
It's, well, yeah, but, you know, it's still fat. You know, a lot of times you're fat afterwards. Let's, you know, let's be honest about it.
Well, that's possible, but the thing is, you could be fat beforehand, too.
Sure.
Just to be clear.
Of course. Of course.
That's not fat.
I have sympathy fat. That's what I do.
Is that it you're eating for two?
More than that.
We can have a contest, but nobody would be the winner there.
So all right. So I guess your liberal friends aren't as tolerant as you would like to portray.
I don't think that you're understanding how it works.
No. I think I do understand. I think I'm embracing things that they're very passionate about. I think it's you that don't understand tolerance, my dear.
Well, then I'm going to have to be the intolerant one. Then I'll own that.
You know, it's a shame. It's a shame your president is only in office for 70 more days. It's a shame.
Dude, I wish that I felt more lasting relief. But it's just, like, so close and yet so far.
You know what would make you feel that relief? Seeing a picture of me in the abortion costume. You'd feel relieved. You'd feel relieved.
That's not going to be the relief you think it is.
Wow. No. Look at the creativity. He really knows how to wear that pregnancy dress. And the blood looks so real.
It is. Because a couple of ladies, like, got him behind the zombie display and beat the crap out of him.
You know what? Why? Why? It makes no sense why liberals would be that offended by something they fight to have the right to do. It makes no sense.
It's just gross, man.
Halloween. I'm not. It's Halloween. I'm not saying I should come to the 4th of July party like that. That's a little inappropriate.
Imagine if you did. Well, it kind of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a little rough there. Oh wow, what is that? A turkey? No, it was a baby, you asshole. And I lost it because I got raped by Pip.
She
doesn't love me, so I had to kill the only thing she loved, our love child.
Listen, that's the only way the two of us are going to be able to have a baby.
Sure. It was a late-term abortion. It was 10 months. I had enough.
10-month abortion. That's not funny. Why am I laughing?
Because you're terrible.
I know.
You're a despicable.
I know. You bring out the worst in me.
That's why you're here.
I know. I'm here because I will laugh at that.
That's, well, you know, listen, you laugh at awful stuff that Joe says, not awful as in disgusting, just not funny stuff. So I'm combining awful and probably funny stuff.
I know I'm an atheist, but I do kind of have a sneaking suspicion there might be a hell. I'm pretty sure that somebody is, like, making up my place right now.
Yeah, but listen, if I wear that, Satan's going to give me a fucking high five. Listen, not for nothing. I've seen the KKK stuff. I've seen the Hitler stuff. You went to a party as a woman who just had a fucking abortion. The only thing you were missing was a toilet attached to your ass like you were at the high school prom. It's the only thing. I should go in a prom dress. A bloody prom dress with a hanger.
How many times does that happen that there's a girl in a bathroom, you know, like, dumping her baby? Or why is this always at the prom?
Yeah, you get very excited. You know, those days, you know, it's the dance. It's always the dancing. Have a little too much punch.
The worst thing that happened at the prom that I went to, I didn't go to my own years. I went the next year. because I was invited, and that's a whole other fucking mess. But the worst thing that happened was that there was a very, very drunk freshman girl at our table, and she was leaning over her, like she had her head covered with her hands, and she was leaning over on the table and, and over her meal. And when she sat back up, we could all see that she had thrown up all over it.
Ugh. See, that
yeah.
That's poor form. The only reason you're bringing a freshman to prom is because, you know, she's infatuated with being with a senior, and you're going to get fucking laid. But then when she pukes all over herself, you have a decision to make. You know, I mean, do I want to be with this passed out? Well, not passed out, then it's rape. Do I want to be with this woken woman who's got vomit breath? Or do I want to be a gentleman? And you know what? Mints work wonders. So it is what it is.
You know, prom is only once, so.
Yeah, listen. Listen, sweetie, here's some scope.
Let me get you a cup of coffee and let's talk.
You know, if we weren't where we were in time, things, the joke would have been, well, she's passed out. But now you can't say that. You can't.
I have no idea what happened in that respect after the prom.
Because apparently now passed out people have feelings too and rights. Whatevs.
And this is news for you.
I miss the 80s. I miss the 80s when the whole job was you get them passed out and you fuck them. It was me and it was Squee and we liked beer. Oh, wait, that's another guy. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that guy.
You can call him.
He's going to decide the election.
Yeah. All right. I felt it was very politically and serious at the top, but I feel like we closed with revolting and humorous to some degree. So I'm
somewhat. And people that didn't find it so have turned the channel.
They love it. They love it.
We get your cards and letters.
Yeah, and I use them in the fire pit. Anyway. Give a shit. Fire pit season. Let's thank some people who are glad they sponsored this mess.
Yes.
Sensei Russ Fredico. Thank you, Russ, for your continued support and dedication. We appreciate all you do for us, Russ.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. The next show is scheduled for December 11th, 2020, starring Chris Monty. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or to learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Laugh at home comedy. This is for if you want to be social distance, be safe, you want to have an online comedy show. They're really good. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it's one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. LaughAtHomeComedy.com or call us at 551-404-3094. And I will be live in person on Friday and Saturday, November 20th and 21st at Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. I'll be opening for Tommy Davidson of In Living Color and a bunch of other movies.
Wow.
Yep. You going to come?
I'm going to try.
All right. Be nice to see you. For tickets, call 201-727-1090. 201-727-1090. Because of social distancing, Tickets are extremely limited. So we hope to see you guys before we all lock down forever. So fun show. Lots of things we covered. We'll see you next week. Yeah. We should have Joe for the full 3 hours next week, which will be nice. So we'll see if where the country is. We'll see who's president next week. Tune in.
Yeah, you never know. The shenanigans never cease.
No. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep...